Let's take a moment now, move away from politics, and move to our weekly salute to a local hero, someone trying to make his or her corner of Michigan a better place. This week, we salute a 13-year-old young lady who discovered a very special way to share books. It happened while she was on vacation. Hannah Lane Davies is the founder of Kalamazoo's first little free library. Hi, Hannah. Welcome to Stateside.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Really, really good. Now, I had never heard of a little free library. Tell me what it is.
It is a box that's waterproof and wood, and it sits out in yards and parks and at schools, and it is filled with books. And these books are free. You don't have to pay to use them. We just request that you take a book and leave a book. And so it's a great way of promoting community and reading and literacy in whatever town you live in. It was started by Ted Bowl in Hudson, Wisconsin. And so I looked it up when I first saw one in St. Paul, and I just loved the idea, and I wanted to take one home to Kalamazoo.
Well, what does it look like? Describe the little free library that you built. What's it look like?
It looks kind of like a large birdhouse. That's how we usually explain it, but it's not really like a birdhouse. It's probably 2 feet by 2 feet, but it has a roof.
Okay, to protect the books.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what the weather's like. Now, where did you get the books?
Well, we originally stocked the library with books that we had in our house, and we have a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of fun going through our bookshelves and picking out books that we thought other people would like. And then we had an opening, and we invited all of our neighbors, and 32 of our neighbors came, which was great. We had a great turnout. And they all brought books, and they would, you know, look through the library, and they picked out books that they liked and put their books in. So within the first week of having the Little Free Library in our front yard, we had completely new books.
Well, I know that the Little Free Library movement has registered yours as number 3,761, so you're part of the national movement. Do you want to build more?
Yes. My goal was 10 in Kalamazoo, and I have already chartered 10, and we have 3 in the ground, and which is totally awesome because it took us literally 2 months to have just 3 in Kalamazoo, and 10 people want them, so 7 more. There is a retirement community in Kalamazoo that has offered to build little free libraries, which is great. And they are starting to build little free libraries, and we try to get them to the people who want them.
That is so great. It strikes me you're going to have a really, really cool thing to write about for your college essay when you're applying for college.
Everybody keeps telling me.
Hannah, what's been the best part for you personally of bringing the whole idea of a little free library to Kalamazoo?
I really love the enthusiasm from everyone that has encountered this and just the total sense of wonder of having something that is free and is happy in such kind of some difficult times for a lot of people.